Couches, clothes, and personal belongings litter yards outside homes on Pinewood Drive as Christina Robinson picks up the remnants of last week's flood.
Stuff was already floating and in the water, so as soon as I opened the door, it just started pouring out.
Robinson rents a duplex next to Clear Creek. She's lived there with her daughter for the last 5 years and has seen the creek flood before, but nothing like what happened this last weekend.
There's, you know, trash cans, city trash cans, logs, all sorts of stuff flying by us, so it was really dangerous.
Around midnight last Friday, heavy rain and runoff from the city caused Clear Creek to overflow, and water began rushing down the street. Before long, the water was waist high, houses flooded, and residents such as Maria Smith needed to be rescued.
We were just like, if this truck don't come soon, we're gone. But those people came and helped us out big time. And I mean, they saved our lives.
When they returned, they found their lives upended, their belongings trashed and homes flooded. Now, many need a new place to live.
I just have to keep the little bit that I can keep, find a new place to live, hopefully soon. Just sometimes a challenge in Bloomington being a college town, but hopefully find something decent and just rebuild from there.
The flood has affected 45 homes in Monroe County, according to the Red Cross. The group set up a temporary shelter at Bloomington North High School and traveled to affected areas over the week to provide emergency supplies such as shovels, bleach, water.
Thank you so much.
What you didn't get so far.
You have a
nice. There's shampoo in there.
Many of the people in the area are renters, and some receive federal housing vouchers. Almost no one has flood insurance. With many houses trashed and inundated with dirty flood water, some landlords have signaled they'd like to nullify leases for the next year, either because the homes won't be ready or just to cut their losses.
I had just signed a new lease for a whole new year starting in August, so I was supposed to, you know, continue to live here. We had no plans of moving whatsoever.
John Zodi, director of Bloomington's Department of Housing and Neighborhood Development, says they've been connecting people with resources and inspecting the damage to homes.
Legally, that document or whatever agreement the tenant and the landlord have is really between them. And the legal relationship there is one that the city doesn't have oversight over, right? So that the tenant really has to look at what their legal options are.
Landlords in the area are in a tough spot too. Zella Taylor has been working with her residents, but doesn't have the same resources as many rental companies in town.
We're accruing thousands daily. I mean, it's racking up.
Perry Township is helping displaced residents such as Maria Smith with hotel vouchers for a week.
Do I need a name from you guys or anything, or I just get the info?
Yeah, you can just say that the Perry Township Trustee's Office referred you.
All right. Okay. And then it's the Travelodge, you said?
The Red Cross has begun casework to help find future housing, but Bloomington's a tough place to find a home under even normal circumstances.
I called to a few places yesterday, but none of them had anything available. Plus, you know, being on Section 8, that makes it 10 times harder because instead of having 100% of the town, you have maybe 1%.
Officials are still surveying damage, but many on Bloomington's south side are feeling forgotten as they try to figure out their lives' next steps. Robinson, for her part, says she keeps reminding herself it could have been much worse.
You have to look at the glass half full. When you got barely nothing, you got to look at the glass half full. We could have lost our lives.
For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.